You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this Apple Watch version 3 demo. In this demo, I want to take you through the new function that replaces the Friends button. It's now called the Dock button. Of course, that's the rectangular button right next to your round digital crown on your Apple Watch. And with the Dock function, it enables you to specify up to 10 apps that you want to run straight away without having to either launch them via a complication on your watch face or go to the home screen or use Siri, of course, to activate them. You can do it by just pressing the new Dock button and then flicking through to the actual app you want to use and double tapping on it straight away. So first of all, I'll show you how to set it up on the iPhone, then I'll show you how to use it on the watch itself. So let me just ask Siri here on my iPhone to open up the watch app for me. Hey Siri, open watch.
Watch, my watch, heading.
The new Dock function to set it up is available on the main watch app screen. So if I just flick down the screen, of course using voiceovers, one finger flick to the right.
Settings. Search field, David's Apple Watch, my faces, edit faces, modular, Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, X large, complications, button, notifications, app layout, dock, button.
Okay, there's the new dock function. One finger double tap on the dock.
Selected, dock, my watch, back button.
Now, I've previously got mine all set up both on my 38mm here and my 42mm. So if I flick to the right.
Dock, heading.
That's the heading for the dock.
Edit, button.
And I can edit to either insert or remove items from the dock, but if I flick to the right for the moment,
activity.
These are all the ones that I've currently got on my dock at the moment if I press my dock button on my watch. So I've got activity,
alarms,
find friends,
messages,
now playing,
phone,
reminders,
remote,
trash day, as in for people in Australia, garbage day,
timer.
Okay, and timer. So that's 10 items that I've got currently on my dock. And if I flick to the right,
do not include.
I've got do not include. So these ones that I've actually taken out myself out of the active items up the top. So if I flick through to the right,
Apple Store,
Breathe, which is a new breathing app for the watch.
Calc Watch,
that's calculator.
Calendar.
Camera.
Comfort,
etc. Okay, so for the moment, let me just show you an exercise on how to insert or delete one and or move them around if you want. So for the moment, let me just touch towards the top of the screen.
My watch. Back button.
And I'm going to double tap on edit.
Dock. Edit. Button.
So I can edit my dock.
Edit. Done. Button.
Okay, and the edit button's changed to a done button. Now, because I've got 10 items there at the moment, I've got to remove one. So if I flick down to now playing.
Activity.
And you'll notice.
Actions available.
I've got activity actions available. And if I flick up.
Remove.
I've got remove.
Activate.
Or activate. Okay, so if I flick down,
reorder activity button.
I can reorder activity by one finger double tap and hold and moving it up and down to resort them on the dock. And that's how I put mine in alphabetical order. So if I flick to the right,
alarms.
Each
actions
one of
available.
These is going to have the alarm
reorder alarms button.
And then the
draggable.
Reorder item.
Actions available.
Okay, so I'm going to keep flicking down.
Reorder messages. Now playing. Actions available.
So I said I want to get rid of now playing, so I'm going to do a one finger flick up.
Remove.
And one finger double tap on remove.
Phone.
Okay, and it's just dragged up phone. If I flick back to the left.
Reorder messages. Actions available.
Okay, so now playing's now gone. So now if I want to put in the breathing app, for example, so if I flick down.
Reorder phone. Reorder remote.
And I could have just jumped down to heading to
remote
and bother.
Reorder timer. Reorder do not include. Heading.
Okay, do not include. Let's keep going down to breathing now.
Insert Apple Store.
As you can see, these items now have changed to insert rather than just the items themselves.
Apple Store. Reorder Apple Store. Insert breathe.
Insert breathe. And now one finger double tap on insert breathe.
Insert breathe. Insert Apple Store. Button.
And it's just pulled up the Apple Store app into that position. So let me flick back to the left.
Do not include. Reorder breathe. Button.
Okay, draggable. Breathe is now at the bottom of that list. So if I one finger double tap and hold. And then drag my finger up the screen.
Moved above timer. Moved above trash day. Moved above remote. Moved above reminders. Moved above phone. Moved above messages.
Okay, and take my finger off. That seems about as far
reorder
as I can
phone.
Go.
Button.
Let's see where it's wound up. Sometimes this is not quite as accurate as I'd like it to be. So then touch towards the top of the screen.
Dock. Heading.
Flick through to the right.
Done. Breathe. Actions available.
Okay, so it's ended up at the top above my activity. So I'm going to one finger double tap.
Reorder breathe.
On
button.
Reorder
draggable.
Breathe.
Move below activity. Move below alarms.
Okay, take my finger off. Now that should be in the right spot now. So go back to the top of the screen.
Dock. Heading.
And flick down.
Done. Button.
And of course, when I'm saying flick down, I mean flicking down the screen using the one finger flick right gesture. So flick to the right.
Activity. Actions. Reorder activity. Alarms. Reorder alarms. Breathe. Actions available. Reorder breathe.
Yep.
Find friends.
And that's
actions available.
Exactly in the right spot that I want now. So now I can just go back to the top of the screen.
Dock. Done. Button.
And one finger double tap on done.
Done. Edit. Button.
And I'm going to put my phone to sleep. And now if I come to my Apple Watch and I press on my dock button now, the rectangular button right next to my round digital crown.
10:39 a.m.
And that's just woken the watch up, so I'm going to press it again.
Dock. Alarms.
Okay, so that's alarms. It's the last one that I actually use. If I flick to the left.
Activity.
That's activity. And if I flick to the left again.
Activity.
I can't go any further. Flick to the right.
Alarms. Read. Find friend. Messages. Phone. Reminded, remote, trash day, timer, settings, recent, now playing.
And I've also got now playing. So it's also got the last one or two, I'm not too sure how many, items that you've used recently on the dock as well. So it's basically recent items. So let me flick back to the left to breathe.
Settings, timer, trash, remote, reminded, phone, messages, find friend, breathe.
Okay, and I want to activate Breathe, so I double tap on that.
Breathe.
And if I touch the screen.
Breathe.
Okay, there's the Breathe app running. And if I just press my digital crown.
Watch face.
I go back to the clock face. Or if I press the dock again.
Breathe.
There's the Breathe app, because it always goes back to the last one that you've accessed. So one finger double tap on it again.
Breathe.
And if I press my dock again. Just the button.
Dock.
And I flick to the left.
Alarms. Activity.
There's activity. One finger double tap on activity.
Activity.
And I've touched towards the top of my screen.
Activity. Moving. 26%. Exercising. 3%. Standing. 17%.
Okay, and press my dock button again.
Dock. Activity.
And flick to the right.
Alarms. Breathe. Find friends.
Okay, and go and use another app on the dock. Now, if I flick up or down with one finger.
Remove.
I can remove that item from the dock.
Move left.
I can move it left on the dock.
Move right.
I can move it right on the dock.
Activate.
I can activate it, which is default.
Remove.
And I'm back to remove again. So you can actually move them around on the dock. So once you've got them set up on your iPhone, you can move them left or right on the dock, depending on what you want to use most often. Like I said, I've just got mine in alphabetical order. And as you can tell, it really does speed up the whole process about accessing all the different apps that you want to use. And that's why I've put my most 10 used apps that I use all the time on my Apple Watch dock. And then of course, if you press the dock button again while you're on the dock, it'll just exit you out to the last app you've used. So if I press it now,
activity.
It's taking me to activity. If I press it again, I'll go back into the dock. If I press it again, I'll go back into the dock. If I just want to go back to my normal clock face, I just press my digital crown once.
Watch face.
And I'm back to my watch face.
AM.
That completes this demonstration of setting up and using the new dock button function, i.e. the rectangular button to the right of your digital crown, on your Apple Watch using Watch OS version 3. So that completes this demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.